The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't like talking about this because I have weird memories. Ugh. We're going to talk about what you found in your food.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's like...
You have weird memories. What?
I have a SpaghettiO memory.
Wait, SpaghettiOs are like one of my top five favorite foods.
Then you don't... You're going to want to leave the room.
I want to hear
I almost
it.
Just like... I haven't had SpaghettiOs since I was like 8. That makes me want to puke.
They're slimy.
Once you get to be an adult and you know what real pasta sauce tastes like, you're like, what the hell is that? Yeah,
only when I'm sick. I'll like randomly crave SpaghettiOs.
Do you want any of the meat or you just eat plain it straight up?
SpaghettiOs with the meatballs.
Oh my God, that is so disgusting.
I understand.
Like to me,
it's so like gelatinous.
We want to take stories of found in food and I would accept found a SpaghettiOs meatball in something else.
Please.
They're so gross, Erica. What are you talking? Like,
I kind of want to get sick soon, so I'll want them.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me just ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you need teeth to eat a SpaghettiOs meatball?
No.
You can just force that bad boy up against your tongue and it'll just go.
It doesn't bother me.
Ugh. It's just a little lard ball.
Yeah.
It's not a lard ball.
It is a lard ball.
That's what my sisters used to call me. No, they called me tub of lard. It was really scarring.
Oh, my gosh.
I was a pretty round kid. Kind of still am.
Slacker.
Can I give you a little help here? Don't give the people in this room that kind of insight into the things that hurt you. Because we will store it and we will pull it out at the wrong time.
Well, I didn't just give you that. I gave the people of Colorado.
Yeah, I know.
That.
And they're already texting terrible things
to
you.
Well,
oh,
get a moving truck, you lard ball.
Yeah, you little lard ball. Yeah.
Somebody said get a moving truck to her. You are so mean, you pieces of hell. Okay, anyway.
I just feel like if they hung out with me, they wouldn't mind anymore.
No, they wouldn't mind at all.
I can make them a nice SpaghettiO dinner. Smooth things over.
SpaghettiOs? Shut up.
So anyway, I was firing down SpaghettiOs, and I felt something weird in my mouth, and it was like a grasshopper leg.
Mm. Oh, that doesn't bother me nearly as much as I thought it was going to.
But then, so I rifled through, and I found part of the body, and some of it, but I couldn't find the entirety of the grasshopper, so... Yeah. I convinced myself.
Paleontologist piecing it together.
Are you going to tell me you wouldn't try to figure out how much is in you?
Yeah.
No. You know what I would do? Just throw it away. I don't need to know.
No, you eat the meatballs. You'd fire the rest of it down, you weirdo. You lard ball.
Okay, maybe don't start doing that.
No, I'm not going to. I promise. But there was a woman who found a dead rat in her salad. That's what got us talking about
right.
it.
Yeah.
Internally. Yeah, send the salad back. I was going to do that anyways, but now there's a rat in it.
But I mean, well, I don't know why they put dead rat. Would a live rat be better?
I don't know.
Well, the live rat would run away, so.
Right, so wouldn't that be better?
This just reminded me of a TikTok I saw. It's not found in food, but it's just related. It's just
okay,
gross.
Let's have it.
Okay, this woman, she was making crabs, and instead of boiling them like normal people, she air fried them in a glass container.
No, she didn't.
They were alive.
And she killed them by air frying?
It was terrible.
That's they showed
up.
the crabs fighting?
Yes.
As they...
Yeah.
More
well,
air
it's just because you can
death.
See it in an air fryer as opposed to not... Because they're still alive when you drop them in a pot.
I know,
like,
but it
what?
Just seems different. Like, I don't know. Anyways, sorry.
Don't like it.
I just want to point out that this woman with the salad...
Yeah.
It wasn't like... She thought it was a tough piece of meat.
Oh, my God.
So it was in her mouth.
Okay.
She it noticed was... it had eyes and a tail.
In her... Oh, so she was cutting it.
Yeah.
Not that it was in her mouth.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
She said she was halfway through her salad when she noticed the dead animal. Yeah.
I hate this.
I know. We're going to take calls from people.
Yeah. Well, so
Lock
I...
down! What are you doing?
Hold on. Let me do this. If it's something that will make Erica throw up, we want to... What are your triggers? Because, these guys know my trigger.
Dead animal.
Maggot. Maggot is my trigger.
Yeah.
If it's got a maggot in it...
you can tell me anything.
Okay. Well, I'm just like, if it's got a dead animal in it, we're going to get Erica to barf.
Right.
The goal today is to make Erica barf. We want to hear what you found in your food. 303-222-5423. Text that, call that.
So, I have a story. It's
if
not
it has maggots
near,
in it...
It's not maggots, okay. And it's not a dead mouse.
Okay.
I used to be a nanny, and I was nannying, and we picked up food, and I take one bite of my black beans, broken tooth immediately. There was a rock in my Mexican food. Broke my tooth. I still have problems with that tooth to this day. This was like 8 years ago.
Because there's no way to know if it's a black rock. You're like...
Right,
it like just goes in.
You're not rolling it around in your mouth first to go which ones are beans, which ones are rocks.
Exactly.
You're like,
you don't do that.
And just like just sliced the back end of my tooth off. I have to have a crown on it. Now they're gonna need to redo the crown. 8 years later, it's having problems.
Oh my god! Did you call the restaurant?
I called the restaurant and I took the rock to them and everything. Put it in a bag.
So adjacent. They're just like, I threw it through their window and just went, tink.
I took it to them. I took the receipt to them and they said, we have no liability to this. So like, I've had to pay for my tooth this whole time. Thousands of dollars.
That's not fair.
No, I know. It's so messed up. But what? Not nearly as bad as a dead mouse. So I think I feel grateful today.
I think mouse is your shooting low because this was a rat.
Oh.
Rats are big.
Yeah.
Longer tail.
Okay, how bigger do you not eyes? Notice a rat?
I don't know.
I agree. Oh, look down.
Hack, is your story just about a vegetable? Should we move on?
Yeah, there was a tomato on my burger.
Hacks found in food is like food.
Are you not a tomato
eater?
He
doesn't eat vegetables, period, Erica.
Truly?
Yeah, I the not tomato.
On purpose.
Mm-mm.
Are you worried about like the longevity healthy? Of your life? You have two small children.
Yeah. He's fine.
Okay. I'm fine. I'm not eating rats and rocks and stuff. I'm eating just regular food.
I found glass in my food. Yeah. And I found the weirdest one. The restaurant doesn't exist anymore. Chevy's.
Oh my gosh.
Mexican.
Oh my gosh.
Remember Chevy's?
My family and I loved Chevy's.
I love Chevy's.
And you'd go and you'd watch them make the tortillas 100%. And then you'd get a piece of dough and you'd play with it for hours and then you'd still eat it.
So I'm eating something with chicken and I feel something in my mouth and I spit it out and it's the wrapper from the chicken.
Oh.
So to me...
Oh.
Like I just want to know that it said like Redbird Farm, but it wasn't Redbird. It was like some whatever their company they buy their chicken from, which is not that gross. But then you have to ask yourself, did it fall in at the end so it had chicken guts on it? Was I like licking raw chicken? You know what I mean?
Did they refund you?
Oh yeah. Well, because I bet you can't picture this, but I can be dramatic if I have to.
No. No.
I flopped. Like, I did flop quite a bit on the floor. I was like, no, it's not chicken salmonella. My dad had got salmonella at one point. So one of my biggest fears is salmonella. He lost like 40 pounds from salmonella.
Oh my gosh. Can I get salmonella?
Eaten. Okay. Yep. Oh my God. This is not a wedding diet for Erica. If anybody's got salmonella, we'll give you extra points.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't want it.
All right. So if you found something weird in your food, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for the things that will make Erica barf.
No.
It's actually found in food. Do you have the barf tendency?
Yeah.
I don't think I'll actually puke, but I mean, I guess you can try.
Because you've talked about some very graphic things already on the show, so I don't think you have it, but I'm going to tell you right now that if somebody does bring up the M word.
Maggots.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Those wormy little.
Don't do that, because you know, once I start.
Swanson puked last night, and we did think that there were maggots in it. There weren't. He's on a funky food for his butt.
Once I picture them moving. Okay.
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 Just a big bowl of them.
Oh, she's cruel.
Sally.
Yai.
Yai. Found in food.
Well, this is ish one of those. This is a cautionary tale to be kind to your servers.
to be kind to your server?
Yeah, what happened?
The people who bring food to you. I worked at a very popular pizza chain, and when they were pissed off, several of the dudes who made pizzas, one of them would wipe every single pepperoni on the bottom of his shoe. And the other guy, this is worse. Oh. The other guy would pull scabs off.
No!
Stop it.
That might be my limit.
Yep.
Scabs?
Oh, I'm going to throw up now.
Okay.
Sally.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
I guess.
Really, Hack? Scabs on a pizza? That's what we're going with?
Yeah, what?
Jennifer.
Yai.
Yai. Found in food.
So,
Yeah. So when I was in high school, I was eating one of those, like, you know, individual ice cream cups that they have at schools, like with the paper top, you know?
Oh, yeah. You peel the thing in the wooden spoon. Can't eat it because of the wooden spoon.
Right?
No wood in my mouth. Can't do it.
Yeah, no, I can't either anymore. But so I was eating one and I felt something in my mouth and I pull it out and it was somebody's fingernail was in there. And not just like an acrylic nail, like somebody's ripped off fingernail. And I was like praying to God somehow it was mine or something. And I'm like looking at my hands and I was totally panicking and I am scarred for life.
Okay.
And that one doesn't.
Yeah, this,
it doesn't bother me as much as scabs.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Somebody else's fingernail? What's grosser than somebody else's fingernail?
I said as much as scabs.
Yeah. No, I get it.
A dead rat, for sure, in a salad. Just a salad.
Ice cream and goodbye.
Yeah.
Nico?
Yay.
Yay. Found in food. What'd you find?
So it's two, but one, my best friend in Arizona bought some fish, like salmon or something.
Don't do this.
And he took it home and it was still under the plastic and he went to take it out and there were like worms like swirling all in the fish.
Absolutely not.
Getting on like the news or something. It was wild. And then my cousin was eating tuna, which I think is gross, but out of the can. And he made like something with it and he bit into it and it was part of a fish eyeball.
Oh, some people like those
because I don't mind tuna out of a can, but now I'll never recover.
Oh, God. Yeah. All of it's gross.
Tell me you guys aren't picturing the worms. Tell me you're not picturing the worms. How do you not picture the worms?
I'm picturing them, but like.
I'm picturing them, but it's not happening to me.
I don't eat fish.
Oh, my God. I hate
good.
You.
I actually don't eat much fish.
So. You don't?
I don't really like it.
Dina.
Yay.
Found in food.
So I was eating tacos in Mexico, barbacoa tacos, and I found a piece of skin with hair on it. And then upon opening the taco, I found an unidentifiable dark black object that I asked, "Hey, what's this?" And the server pointed to the roof of the mouth and said it was the palate of the goat.
Mm. Oh, so that was intended to be there.
So it's a delicacy.
Yeah, the goat palate.
Mm. I don't know if it was a delicacy. It was more of like a, we just put everything in there.
Like a, it fell in with the rest of it. Okay. Also, a goat. Yeah. Were you eating goat?
I don't think she's.
I thought barbacoa was beef.
Yeah.
I think in Mexico, they just, it's kind of like a word for barbecue. So whatever they get a barbecue.
All these questions. What's going on? Is it good or not?
Jessica?
Yay.
You found in food. Can I go?
I was years ago in college. My boyfriend and I at the time went to Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, boy.
For
I'm so glad you named it.
Yeah, we were 20.
Yeah.
And his second bite of his mashed potatoes, he pulled a used Band-Aid out of his mouth.
Oh, no. No, that's pretty bad.
Blood on or not blood on? You have to ask.
You have to know.
You have to know. You have to know. Was it bloody?
Yeah, bloody Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Wait, you have to, like, go, like.
Yeah, get tested.
Yeah.
Like Hep C or Hep, what, Hep
and like, Hep B and HIV.
Yeah, all of it. All of it, yep.
They have a huge menu. I've never gotten to that part of it. There's a Band-Aid extra. Is that an upcharge?
Brie?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. What's your found in food?
So I have four.
Oh, I can't wait. I want you to know that if you get cut off in the middle, it's because I'm barfing, but go for it.
Okay, so I'm cursed. My mother says I shouldn't go out to eat ever. I found a plastic, like the bread tie.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. And then I had a hot chocolate looking at Christmas lights, took the last sip and found the waitress's long earring in the bottom of the cup after I finished it.
Oh, hold on. That's not bad.
These are all like on par with my rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the worst. Yeah.
On it.
And then I found what looks like a caterpillar in my Enchirito from Taco Bell.
Nope, now we're getting there.
Nope.
You had me at Enchirito.
As long as you keep being specific about where it was.
I remember him very well. And the last, I think the worst one was I was at the Greeley Stampede and I had a red slushy and I slurped up a giant carny fingernail after I finished the last book.
We're officially done.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105. 9.